Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program on a rainy afternoon here in Mississippi on 92.3 FM. Also, we welcome our listeners joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast worldwide through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you up. We have a great guest that's coming back to us today. Antoine Dunn is back to talk to us not only about his musical journey, but all the great things he's been doing since his last appearance on the program. At that time, we were actually promoting the single Can't Forget. He's now back with new music, his new single Miss My Love. He's going to talk to us about that and all of his upcoming events as well. Antoine, welcome back to Conversations Live, man.
Hey, what's going on, Cyrus? How are you?
Doing really well, man. Thanks a lot for being back with us, man. As I said, you know, you have had a really busy year, and there's been so many great things that have been happening for you. I know you had a video, Can't Forget, the video for it premiered on 106 in Park. I got a great buzz from that. You've been on tour, with Anthony Hamilton. You've had, you know, that experience. And then, of course, celebrating this new single. You know, have you had time yet to kind of take all of this in?
Honestly, you know, not the way that I would like to. You know, it's kind of like you're on a really high, you know, intensity, you know, type race or something, and before you like see what happened, you already kind of went past it. So, you know, in recent weeks, I've been able to kind of look back and say, wow, oh my gosh, look at all we've been able to accomplish. So,
right.
It's really intense, but it's a great time for me and for Elite Music.
Yeah, and you know, and this is something though that really should come as no surprise for anybody, Antoine, because the hard work you put in. You know, one thing that I thought about after our first conversation is that this is something that is real for you. This isn't just a joke for you. This is really your life. In fact, you have that statement, something similar, on your Facebook page. Talk to us about what it's like to be able to see the dream become a reality, because for so many people, you know, they have these thoughts of what they want to do. You're actually doing it. So what is that like for you to know that you're basically living in line with your purpose?
Well, it's definitely an amazing feeling. It's one of those things where it kind of confirms your existence, you know, as a creative person. And it kind of you know, helps you hold on to your hope for what you were put here to do and the lives that you would like to touch. And with every, you know, fan who responds to you and every listener or radio programmer or radio host who has something positive to say about all those years of hard work that you've put in that may be represented in one song or one release. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing thing. It's really surreal.
Yeah. We're going to be listening to Miss My Love here. We're actually going to have you introduce that here in a moment. But let's go back to Can't Forget. That was the single you were promoting last time you were on the show. That is the video that premiered on 106 in Park. When that moment happened, I know you had the viewing party there. When that moment happened and you were with your family and friends and fans and you were able to watch it, take us into that experience, because you and I really haven't talked really about that time for you earlier this year since it happened. What was it like to see that? I mean, because you'd already seen the video, of course, but to see it on that platform, what was that like for you?
You know, honestly, Cyrus, it was really bittersweet. You know, as I expressed with you before, I you know, lost my mom coming up about a year ago to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, throughout the whole process of getting signed and working on the album and traveling, the whole ordeal has been really, really sweet and amazing, but at the same time, it's been really bitter. And the video premiere on 106 in Park was extremely it was like the extreme of that, because that was actually my mother's birthday, which is, you know, it was the day after Christmas. So it was an amazing thing, you know, all my friends and family there, and to look up at a screen and you kind of see your face, you know, and then you hear your voice, and then you see the BET logo down in the corner. You're kind of like, wait a minute. Nah, it's like the way it is me.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, but certainly bittersweet.
Yeah. Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking to Antoine Dunn. He is a recording artist that is definitely being able to see the fruits of his labor. We were just talking about his single when I was first introduced to him, Can't Forget, and to be able to see how far it was able to go, even premiering on BET's 106 in Park, and he was talking about that experience. But now he's been very busy since then. You know, I think there's a lesson that can be learned from you, Antoine, and I want to talk about this next as we talk about living, you know, in our purpose or in line with our passions. And that is there are some people who, for them, that would be it. They would say, okay, you know what, I'm on 106 in Park. I don't have to do anything else. I'm just going to sit back. Everything is going to come to me now, you know, because I'm the man now. I'm on 106. But you didn't think that. If anything, you ramped it up. I mean, with the appearances, the performances. Why was that so important for you not to let that be it, for you to keep moving forward?
Well, I mean, when you talk about, you know, living in your purpose and kind of seeing your visions, and some people call them dreams, you know, start to realize. What you have to understand is there are different levels, and you know, if you're on one, you know, level, you may be at the top of that level. Once you get to the next level, you know, it's like starting over and you're a freshman again, you know. Mm-hmm. and it's a really humbling thing, but it's like, okay, now you got a song on the chart, so now have you made it? It's like, no, you made it to the chart. So now, like you said, you know, you have to take it to the next level and say, okay, I was playing college ball, but now I'm playing NBA ball. So, you know, to be with the big boys now is not something that I take lightly, and to see my name up there with those who I've kind of, you know, listened to and admired for years, it's amazing. But it kind of lets you know just how serious and just how much more of a commitment that you have to give every day now that you are here.
Right, right. Well, you know, for those that may have missed the first conversation, let's backtrack a little bit before we get into the new single and talk about, you know, now that you're kind of, as you said, kind of having a little time to kind of reflect on what's been happening the past several months. You know, when did you initially know that this was even possible for you, Antoine? When did you know that you had something that deserve to be heard and that would be heard?
Wow. You know, that's something that I found out, I want to say, when I was in middle school. You know, it wasn't something that I was kind of outspoken about at that particular point in time. But I remember being in a relationship with a young lady in middle school, and I just thought I was in love, and oh, my God. I felt like I was going to die. You know, we broke up. And so I would go home, and I would go upstairs, and my brother had a keyboard, and I would get home from school before him. So I would run upstairs, and I would sit on that keyboard and try to figure out chords, and I would start writing lyrics. I would start writing how I felt about this breakup. And, you know, and then I started recording songs. I mean, the only way I could record is I had a PC at the time, and I had a recording program that came with the computer. It could only record for 60 seconds. So I was recording, you know, 60-second songs, and the first song I wrote was called, you know, I'll Be There. And it was a 60-second song, and that's kind of how it all started for me, and really what kind of started, you know, making me take it more seriously was when other people heard the work. Mm-hmm. And other people said, wow, you know, I think you really got something here, Antoine. You know, I think you have a future in this. And as I matriculated and I got to the next level, I got to high school, and, you know, at that point, I probably had like 100 songs in the catalog, you know. And at that point, you know, the support just became more and more and more in terms of people saying, yo, you know, this song that you wrote, that's exactly the way I felt when I was going through what I was going through, you know, with the girl I broke up with, or with the guy that I broke up with, or whatever, you know, or this is exactly what I needed, you know, to hear.
Right.
So it, just a lot of, you know, affirming things along the way.
Yeah.
It really helped me stay motivated.
So now there's the follow-up. Can't forget, of course, you know, as we were just talking about, you know, such great success with it, you know, the video, getting a great response. Talk to us about Miss My Love. Was there after you've, I mean, because this is not your second song, as you were just sharing, but, you know, people are, you know, you have the attention now of people. Was there any extra pressure that you feel when it came to this next single? About how it was going to be perceived, would it live up to what others would expect after listening to Can't Forget?
You know, absolutely not. There was no hesitation. There was no question. You know, in my mind, because when you sit down and you write these songs and you put the time into them, you know. You believe in them, you know. You believe in them to where you know what they can do, you know, before anyone else, you know, hears them. And, you know, and I kind of feel that way about the whole album, which, you know, I'll tell you about a little bit later.
Right.
But Miss My Love is certainly a song that I think is just as relatable to people in their everyday lives as Can't Forget. Is and was. And it's, I think it's the perfect follow-up, actually, to Can't Forget.
All right. Well, since we have you here with us, Antoine, one of the great things about that is we get to let you introduce the single. So why don't you go ahead and do that for our listeners?
All right, Conversations Live family. This is my new single, Miss My Love.
It's crazy, I never thought that I would actually be singing a song about this. But it actually ain't so bad.
Listen, say I want it all, so I got it all, and I kept it all. And I lost it all. Say I was the smooth brother. Say I was a cool lover. But I had to sign. You see what meant more. Oh, say cause this train was pulling out of the station. And there was no way I wasn't gonna make it loving you. Say I know the pain, hey. I seen the rain, hey. And I held your hand through a bright day. Say I was the heart mender. Say I was far from a pretend love, but I was moving on, and you soon discovered that. Say cause this train was a pulling out of the station. And there was no way I wasn't gonna make that say. I'll miss all of your love, baby. So you can pick up the phone and just call me.
how to worship. Say all I could say was
FM, and also for our listeners online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as through dcnowradio.com. You know, Antoine, you know, you mentioned you thought this was the perfect follow-up for Can't Forget. So you alluded to the album. Talk to us about that and what you hope our listeners are able to take away from it.
Wow, well, you know, my biggest goal when writing songs and with what it is I would like the listeners to get, it's just a sense of purity, a sense of, hey, this is who I am. Hey, you know, I go through things just like you go through things. I hurt just like you hurt, you know. And a lot of times, when you're talking about relationships and love, sometimes people don't necessarily believe that men necessarily hurt the same way that women hurt. And you know, the biggest thing is just I want people to know that it's okay to emote. It's okay to show how you feel, because that's the only way that you can grow. So it's my goal that some people can listen to this work and grow from listening to it and have a better understanding for, you know, something that they've gone through that they may not have had the exact words to say how they felt. And, you know, this music on the record that will be out October the 16th, it's a record where it's going to be new, you know, it's going to be new, but at the same time, it has a familiar sound to it. Mm-hmm. Anyone who loves soul music will definitely have an appreciation for the album, which is entitled Truth of the Matter. I'm really excited about it. Extremely excited about it, because, you know, sometimes the singles, you know, you put out the singles, it just kind of, it grabs people's curiosity, and they want to know, you know, like, well, what's next? You know, what does the whole album sound like? Mm-hmm. And I think that between myself and Tony Nicholas, who actually produced for Gerald Levert and Patti LaBelle and many other greats, I think between the two of us, we managed to craft a record that I think a lot of the fans will come to appreciate and love, you know. So I'm really, really excited.
So we talked about this in our last conversation, but let's talk about the fans, because just as you, you know, are a fan of, you know, of artists, you know, now, of course, you have your own, you know, your own fans. Has that support, you know, been able to be a big part of how you've gotten through this process, Antoine? Because, I mean, here are individuals who may not know you personally but have gotten to know you through your music, and that's what draws them to you. So what has that experience been like for you, and how has that impacted you along this journey that you're on?
Well, those experiences are always humbling experiences. For someone to hear something that you wrote maybe 5 years ago or maybe 6 years ago, and then you record it and you capture that energy, on that recording, and they hear it. It's like a transfer of energy. You know, they hear it. It goes in their ears, and then it hits them in their heart. And that's exactly what it is that you wanted it to do. So it's always a humbling experience for me, and a motivating experience for me when a fan shows any type of gratitude towards the work that I've created. It's one of those things where being new in the music industry is not an easy thing. At times it's very stressful. It's very hard. It's just not easy. So one time a fan called me because I was doing like a meet and greet at a radio station, and accidentally I was trying to give a fan a promo card. And it actually ended up being my actual card that had my phone number on it. And I remember this fan actually called me, and he says, you know, yo, your song just came on the radio. I was with friends, and I was just telling them how humble you were and how much of a regular guy you were and how cool you were. And you know, they didn't believe me, and I told them that I had your number and I was going to call you. And he called me, and he was just, you know, expressing all this gratitude to me for being the way that I was, but I reciprocated all of it because I was going through something at that time, and I needed to hear that from him. I needed to hear that from him, and that those are the moments that keep me going as an artist. So,
right.
I love the fans. I love them because they're like my friends, actually.
Right, and they love you as well, man. Again, Antoine Dunn, everyone, is our guest. The new single is Miss My Love. It's available all over the place. You can get it at iTunes, Amazon.com. Make sure you do share with your friends and let them know about it as well, and make sure you leave your comments, too, on those
Absolutely.
Sites like iTunes
Absolutely.
And Amazon. Let Antoine know what you think about it. Antoine, how can our listeners stay in contact with you?
Well, you can always visit my website. It's www.antoinedunn.com. I always have to spell my name. It's Antoine, it's French, so it's A-N-T-O-I-N-E, and my last name is Dunn. It's D-U-N-N. So antoinedunn.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Antoine Dunn, facebook.com/AntoineDunn, and when all else fails, you could just go to Google and type in Antoine Dunn.
Antoine Dunn, right. Well, Antoine, you are now in a unique position where you're able to not only inspire other people but also encourage them as well. What words of encouragement do you normally pass on to aspiring recording artists or anybody? Maybe they're not recording artists, but anybody who might have a dream, what do you normally say to them about the importance of not letting go of that dream?
Well, you know, I always stress the importance of staying motivated, and it's up to each individual, you know, to find that niche and to find what it is that keeps them motivated, because at the end of the day, you're going to get hit, you're going to get knocked down, but, you know, I feel that life is about how hard of a hit you can take and still get back up and keep going. And if you can manage to find out what your niche is and what keeps you going, you'll be fine, and you'll get there.
All right, Antoine, man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking out the time, man. We know you've been busy, especially with the new single out, but we appreciate you coming by again. The album to be looking forward to, Truth of the Matter, October 16th is when you can expect that. As you've heard him say, he's very excited about that. But in the meantime, you can always get the singles Can't Forget and also Miss My Love, the new single. Get those at iTunes and also Amazon.com. So, Antoine, man.
And you can see me live, too.
I'm sorry?
And you can see me live, too.
Exactly.
I didn't mean to cut you off,
exactly.
But you can see me live. I have a big tour coming up with Anthony Hamilton and Estelle. So there's more information about that tour on my website. Also, Anthony Hamilton's website, AnthonyHamilton.com, and also Ticketmaster.com. So this is going to be a really good tour. So all the fans out there, make sure you come out and support. It's going to be great.
Definitely. Just check out AntoineDunn.com for more information about that. And Antoine, man, congratulations again to you. We look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Iris.
All right, no problem. If you missed any part of our conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. Just click on the link. It'll take you to the place where you can actually listen to it for free as well as download it for free and share it with your friends as well. We also tagged Antoine both on Facebook and Twitter, so you can find him on our page as well. Just make sure you click there. For our radio listeners, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we have Valerie Pettiford will be joining us. She's a triple threat. Of course, many of you know her from theater, TV, and film, shows like House of Pain and HBO's Tremé. She's going to be talking with us at the bottom of the hour about her upcoming project, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Our online listeners, you'll have to switch channels, as it were, and go over to blogtalkradio.com/conversationpieces, and there you'll be able to listen to the conversation. The radio listeners should stay there after the break. You will be coming up with her. Also, for our Blog Talk listeners, those joining us online, you can also find the link on my Facebook and Twitter page if you have problems being able to get to it through conversation pieces. Again, you're listening to us here at 92.3 FM online through blogtalkradio.com and also through dcnowradio.com. Stay with us.